Last night, Trent Lott, the Mississippi Republican who's to lead the next Senate, apologized for a remark he made last week at Senator Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party. But today, the apology seemed only to have fueled protests. Black leaders in Congress say Lott's praise for Thurmond's presidential run in 1948, when Thurmond was the candidate of a segregationist party, means that Lott should step down as Senate Republican leader. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Lott waited 4 days before apologizing late last night for saying that had the entire nation voted for Strom Thurmond half a century ago, when Thurmond was the Dixiecrats' pro-segregation presidential contender, quote, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years either. In a statement, Lott said, quote, a poor choice of words conveyed to some that I embrace the discarded policies of the past. Nothing, he added, could be further from the truth. The Mississippi Republican said he apologized to anyone offended by his remarks. This morning, the newly elected chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, Maryland House Democrat Elijah Cummings, declared Lott's apology is not enough.
I have not seen the apology, but I can tell you I'm very concerned and very upset that anybody that would issue such a statement would be in the leadership of this nation or the Senate. And so we're still trying to resolve exactly what action we will take, but guarantee action will be taken.
And Texas House Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee, another CBC member, demanded something more from Lott.
Minimally a much larger apology, minimally a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, and minimally whatever else the caucus may decide with respect to his actions.
California House Democrat Diane Watson is one of those in the CBC pushing for Lott's resignation.
The Progressive Caucus is going to have a resolution. I would hope that the Black Caucus would join us asking for not only the censure of Senator Lott, but that he stepped down.
The furor over Lott's words has also sparked anger with the current Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle, who said yesterday he'd spoken with Lott and had accepted the Republican leader's explanation that his words had been misconstrued. Today, House Democrat Maxine Waters of California complained that Daschle, in her words, moved too quickly to explain Mr. Lott.
It is not enough to simply defend or to explain these kind of statements, and then at election time, talk about why Black Americans should turn out in large numbers.
Late this afternoon, Daschle issued a statement clarifying that while he'd accepted Lott's explanation, quote, his words were offensive to those who believe in freedom and equality in America. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi today tried to steer criticism away from her party.
Don't just look to the Democrats. Where are the Republicans about their own leader? Where is the President of the United States about the person who's about to be the Republican leader?
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today said that the president unquestionably has confidence in the Republican leader.
From the president's point of view, Senator Lott has addressed this issue. He has apologized for his statement, and the president understands that that is the final word from Senator Lott in terms of the fact that he said something and has apologized for it.
Lott's spokesman today said the Mississippi senator stands by his apology. But in a worrisome development for the Republicans today, Ken Connor, who heads the Conservative Family Research Council, said Republicans should ask themselves whether they really want their party to still be represented by Trent Lott. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.